Multiple choice disasters, presidents have to be choosy.
In this particular country, Libya,
Yemen,
Cote d'Ivoire,
at this particular moment, we were faced with the prospect of violence on a horrific scale.
We did the substitutions that the White House won't. What if the names were changed in the Libyan crisis? Could more innocent people be protected?
With Libya in flames, Yemen waits, and Ivory Coast seems to be finished waiting altogether. Three foreign policy tests, two left blank, grading the humanitarians. There's no curve on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
A little foreign policy what if this morning. If we took Libya out and replaced it in the president's speech this week with the country Yemen or even Ivory Coast, what would that mean? We're going to talk about it a little bit later. It's Wednesday, March 30th.
But first, let's get to the headlines and talk about Libya again. Forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi have retaken the city of Bin Jawad, pushing the rebels back away from Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Opposition forces were reportedly expecting coalition air cover, but they got none. They've been fleeing from Brega and the oil port of Ras Lanuf, where fighting continues this morning. A spokeswoman for the rebel forces called it a temporary setback and urged ally forces to put more pressure on Gaddafi.
A tactical withdrawal has taken place just to take our troops out of the range of Colonel Gaddafi's militia and mercenaries' troops.
The U.S. is debating whether to arm the Libyan rebels, but there are worries that the weapons could end up in the wrong hands. NATO Commander Admiral James Stavridis says an intelligence suggests a small part of the Libyan opposition could include terrorist sympathizers.
We have seen flickers in the intelligence of potential al-Qaeda, Hezbollah. We've seen different things.
The Pentagon has already spent $550 million on the Libyan mission.
Meeting in London, dozens of world leaders yesterday agreed to impose new sanctions on the Gaddafi regime. They also made plans to map out Libya's future with rebel leaders at an upcoming separate meeting in Qatar. President Obama called the London conference a success.
We're seeing more than 30 nations and the Libyan opposition come together to support a transition to a future that better serves the Libyan people.
Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will brief Congress on Libyan policy after meeting with Libya's interim National Council. The death toll from a suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Tikrit has risen to more than 50. A photographer for Reuters was among those killed in yesterday's hostage standoff.
In the Ivory Coast, forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara, widely recognized as the winner of the last presidential election, have taken over two more towns. That's after Ouattara's supporters reportedly took over three cities yesterday. In Japan, officials say seawater found outside the Fukushima nuclear power plant contains more than 3,000 times the usual amount of radioactive iodine. This morning, Japan's Tokyo Electric Power Company announced the four damaged reactors at the nuclear complex will be permanently decommissioned. TEPCO also says its president has been hospitalized for dizziness and high blood pressure. He hasn't been seen in more than 2 weeks. And we've got new developments in Wisconsin's battle over a law that strips public employees of their collective bargaining rights. A federal judge has issued an order blocking the legislation from being enforced while she decides on its legality.
The Justice Department is considering manslaughter charges for BP or Transocean in its criminal probe into last summer's Gulf of Mexico disaster. 11 workers were killed in the Deepwater Horizon rig explosion that set off the oil spill. Federal regulators are proposing sweeping changes to mortgage lending rules. The new laws would require banks to hold 5% of the credit risk for mortgages to motivate them to ensure the quality of those loans. Asian markets mixed this morning. European indices up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,279. The S&P opens at 1,319. And the Nasdaq starts trading at 2,756.
Well, we know what the initial earthquake in Japan did. It caused that killer tsunami. But the aftershocks have been causing damage as well. We're going to talk to a scientist and documentarian about what's ahead for Japan. But in just a few minutes, an eye towards Libya. On Monday, President Obama talked about why we sent troops to Libya. Why not send them to Yemen? We're wondering.